Shuttercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing good. Hanging around the studio for an hour waiting to do the show.
Yep. We're doing another pre-recorded Jabbercast today.
Yeah. Thursday afternoon.
I'm not going golfing this Sunday, but I'm going out of town.
He's going out of town.
Because here in Canada, we have a long weekend coming up. It's, what do they call this weekend?
What do they call it?
Monday is Queen Victoria's birthday.
Victoria Day,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And they give...
You got a four-day weekend?
I have a four-day weekend.
Nice.
Schools have 3 days. So I'm going to take the kids to Cedar Point.
Right on.
Visit my buddy Craig for a day or two. He's going to come out with us. Should be fun in the sun, I hope. I hope it's sun.
Well, that'd be nice.
Should be.
Especially at an amusement park.
What are your plans for this weekend, Big J?
My plans for the big holiday weekend?
Yeah.
I have some huge plans for the holiday. I won't even tell you how big my plans are for the holiday weekend. I don't have any plans for the holiday weekend. If it's nice out, I'm riding. That's my plan.
You're going to go riding, yeah?
Well, yeah, if it's nice.
I'm glad to hear that you can ride.
Yeah, well, I was not holding back this summer in any way.
It doesn't matter how much pain you're going to be in.
Well, it's easier to ride than drive, I must say.
Well, then you should drive
your bike. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Drive your bike all the time, then.
Well, the weather, that's the problem. Don't necessarily want to ride around in the rain. And it's been hit and miss with the weather, with my weather widget.
Big JD's been living in Detroit,
Maine. Detroit, Illinois, or something.
No, it's actually warm wherever that is, down south somewhere. I think there's one in Alabama.
Detroit, yeah, I don't know where that is, but where because it showed how many, about six or seven different Detroits.
Yes.
And
I didn't know there was that many either, but so you don't ride your bike in the rain?
Well, I do if I get caught in it.
No.
I mean, if it's just raining out, no, I'm not going to go for a ride in the rain. I ride for pleasure.
He doesn't ride his bike to get from point A to point B.
No, not usually, because my bike is usually not with me. I leave it elsewhere, so I have to go get it, and it's a big inconvenience. So I'll go get it if it's going to be nice for a couple few days or for a week even, you know what I mean? Then, yeah, I'll ride all the time. But if the weather's crappy, then I won't really bother because I don't have both vehicles in the same place. So it makes it more difficult.
Can you ride your bike, or can you park your bike at your building?
I can if my Jeep's not there.
So you get two spots, that's it?
Well, yeah. And we have two vehicles in the spots already. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about making some arrangements.
Yeah.
See about keeping it there, but it's there's not really anywhere to put it, and I don't want to pay for another spot. But there's probably room behind my Jeep, but they have those big cement things on the ground, you know, the parking blocks.
Sure.
And there's one right behind my Jeep and one in front of the other vehicle behind me. Mm-hmm. And so if I was to just like take mine, and it has to be, I believe, lifted up off the, it's got posts that it's on, you know,
those like cement, rebar or something.
Yeah. And if I could get it off of that and back butt it up against the other one, you know, then I could get my Jeep back further, or my bike probably in the spot somehow, and it'd be tricky, and it'd be a kind of a pain to move one or the other all the time if I had, you know what I mean? But if there's a way to do it, that I'll manage. If not, then I'd suffer through it.
Could you bring it into your condo?
No. I wish. We realize now, though, that the ones downstairs below us, they have a bigger area where our balcony overlooks, and they have a patio on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And they have gates that come into the patios, and I could actually have brought my bike right in there. But then again, my bike stay outside, and I prefer it not to be actually outside.
Sure.
Because it's always indoors, so.
That keeps it nice.
Anything else happening around? How's the plant sale going?
Plant sale.
Many people stop?
It's called the stand.
Plant stand. Do people stop?
Yeah. Yeah, she's got something every day, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going good.
I wonder if she's ever heard of a, I forget the name now. My uncle, you probably heard me saying it, but my uncle just called sedum. That's what it's called, sedum plant. sedum bush. It's called a sedum bush.
That's what Indians used to say when they used to want to...
Sedum grow. No, I don't know. But my uncle got us plants, sedum bushes. But we'll save that for the Father's Day show.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the newsroom.
With Finn the Cat.
With what?
Finn the Cat.
Finn. That's not his name, is it?
F-I-N-N, yeah. Finn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No Huck, no nothing? Just Finn.
No Huck.
Huck.
I'll give you some Huck.
Hello, Finn. Is that named after the $5 bill?
Yes.
Is it?
No, I think it's
short. Pay a Finn for him?
Short for Finnegan, but we don't ever call him Finnegan.
Hello, Finnegan.
No, see, that's kind of not going to work.
Finnegan.
Remember? Yes,
that's something you learned in grade school or something.
Yes, and that's
once was a man named Michael Finnegan. I don't know the rest, really. That's why I went. So yeah. Oh, news.
Yes.
Do we have any news?
We got lots of news. Well, of course, this is a bad week as far as natural disasters go.
Right. But we got to control the population somehow. So the government sets up these natural disasters.
Sets up these natural
disasters. The Illuminati, secretive natural disasters.
Well, in China, they say the death toll could rise to 50,000. 50,000 is a drop in the bucket in far
for the Chinese. Sure, they have that's one house. That's, isn't it?
You're sensitive, aren't you?
Well, I mean, a lot of them live together.
Do you know that?
Well, yeah. I see movies.
I don't think China is like that.
No?
I don't think so.
Well, there's a lot of people in China. They have to pack them in together somehow.
China's the biggest country in the world, though.
There you go.
It's a big country.
Self-explanatory.
No, I don't think they cram them in. Whereas I think like in Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam, I think there's more.
Sure. But you see those things, you know, a lot of things about Chinese and the workers and some of the, I don't know if you call it a commune, but like their apartment complexes and things are so tight and small.
I think in larger urban centers, that's what
there might not be so many living together in one unit or something, but I mean, there's just things are tight there.
They pack them in.
That's for sure. But
that's the way it is in every other part of the world other than North America.
Yeah, yeah. We have.
We're sprawled out here.
Yeah.
Because I know that people.
Living in the lab of luxury.
People who even come from England are just amazed. Like, everything's so big and spread out.
Spacious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we live over here. That's how we roll in America. The Americas.
Canada.
The North Americas. So, there's natural disasters all over the place. The weather's changing. We did a show recently on global warming.
Yep.
So we proved it right there.
This is, Myanmar also had a cyclone. I think that was the day after we recorded our last show.
I think that's the one I was talking about, the last show.
So, oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had asked about it. I can remember what the name was.
Yeah. We did talk about it already. So
I helped OJ get away with it. A new book claims that OJ Simpson admitted killing his ex-wife, and Prime News is Mike Galanos. He interviewed the author of the book, Mike Gilbert, who was a Simpson agent. He was an agent for Simpson and mm-hmm. Did a lot of things for him and promoting him and hiding things from the public for him, and apparently he wrote a book, and OJ had confessed everything to him, and he actually helped cover a lot of it up and helped to make the glove not fit and all these kinds of different things. So that book is available now. You might want to check that out. Entertainment at its finest.
Oh yeah.
How about the family that's taking on the amusement park? This is really fitting. The girl there, she was 13, and I think this was maybe just a year ago or a couple years ago now. She lost her feet on a ride. Did you ever hear about that?
Yes, I did.
And now they're going after the federal government to make some changes in the regulations about safety, because I guess there's some kind of stipulations where government or officials don't have any... They don't have any pull as far as the amusement parks, as far as safety and things like that.
Really?
Yeah. To some degree, for some things. That's what I seem to gather. I don't know. The teen whose legs were severed in amusement park accident demand action from the federal government. Her name was Caitlin Lassiter, and her name hadn't been previously released by officials. She was riding a Superman Tower. Superman Tower of Power. That was at Six Flags Kentucky in Louisville. And a cable broke loose on the ride and cut off the girl's feet above the ankles.
Can't even imagine that.
But from what I heard in the video that I saw from, I think it was CNN, that there's not enough enough in place to actually regulate a lot of that goes on at the amusement parks and the safety. And I have no idea why. Obviously, should be. And that's why they're going after the government to make these changes. So, and Britain's X-Files released. Hear about that at all?
No. The new program? New TV show?
No. CNN's Phil Black had reported that on why Britain's Ministry of Defense says it's revealing everything it knows about UFOs.
Oh.
They're releasing all the information that the government has. So that's pretty cool.
Is this all right with the U.S.?
It's all right with me.
Yeah, I know, but...
I don't know if other countries will follow suit or how that's going to work, because I think somebody else just recently did that too. France, if I'm not mistaken. Everybody's starting to reason. And you know, it's, it all seems to be fitting in what they say about 2012 coming, spiritual enlightenment, you know, just around the corner, releasing information that the countries have about UFOs, which is things that they would never release in the past.
Spiritual enlightenment around the corner. You just threw that in there. What is that going to do with the story? You just,
with 2012 coming, it's supposed to be a new age and an age of spiritual enlightenment. That's what's supposed to happen. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of an era. And something is supposed to happen spiritually. But
so it's gonna
you
be
can
some
associate that with a lot of this stuff too, you know, the this kind of phenomenon.
I hope so.
I sure certainly hope so.
We need something big to happen.
I want to be abducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Yeah, but you've abducted me for years. But I've never come out until now.
You heard it first.
Anything else happening on the news front?
Not enough to warrant mention on this broadcast.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows in WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
Okay, and this week's show is on what?
Social networking.
As we promised last week, that's right, social networks, and we actually slipped that in because we had, I did a little bit of rearranging, if you may or may not have noticed.
Yes, I noticed.
A little bit more fun stuff in there because we were getting too serious, I thought.
Oh, yeah, way too serious.
So, social networks, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Friendster, what's a social networking phenomenon, and is it just for the kids? Is it for the techies? Is it for the grandparents?
It's for all those people.
And can we and do we benefit from social networks?
That's what we're going to find out today.
And are we only talking about social networks on the computer? What about the difference between a social network on a computer and other social networks? You know, meeting people, you know, community centers maybe, different things that are available in your neighborhood or whatnot, different, you know, clubs and things, different things to join. It was similar as ceramics class, for example.
You were in a ceramics class.
I don't think I was in a ceramics class. My brother was in a ceramics class.
Fruitcake. Oh, I'm just kidding.
No, it was. He made some cool stuff that I thought at the time, wow, I'd like to be in there to make some of this stuff.
No, what were you doing? Oh, sewing. That's what it was.
Oh, sewing. Yeah, that's fruit cup. No, sewing. Well, I went for a purpose, and I guess people would go to do ceramics for a purpose. But some people maybe just go for the social aspect.
Positively.
I want to get into a group of some kind, or I want to get in a bridge club. I want to go play, you know, I like chess, but or whatever, but I want to join some kind of thing or darts or bowling just because I want to hang out with people.
Sure.
Camaraderie and whatnot.
Yes.
Golfing.
Golfing's the same way.
You know, it's a social thing. And
absolutely. I love it. Well, that's the whole thing. Why has the computer social networking phenomenon started to take off.
I think there are so many reasons for that. You don't have to get up off your lazy butt. You can talk to everybody you know and meet people, and you never have to be seen. If you're not much of a social butterfly, you maybe don't converse that well, or you don't, you're, you know, afraid to talk or share feelings or something like that. But this way, you're not seen or anything, and you can just...
Right. You don't have to join a ceramics class or a bowling league or anything like that to...
And it doesn't really cost money either, which is kind of a good thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that a lot of people out there, as human beings, we're social animals, and I think we want to be sociable, but there's a lot of people who are just not comfortable going into a group of strangers and going bowling with them or making...
Or maybe they don't have time. You know, by the time you have to do all your initial, you know, signing up for something like that, and then you have to get some equipment or whatnot, but then you have to go to the place and drive there and use your gas and spend an hour or two there or whatever, and then come back home, and then, you know, it makes a long evening. And whereas you can just hop on, talk to somebody really quick, and, you know, you're done and still at home to load the dishwasher, you know, what have you. Load laundry, whatnot.
Sure.
Make love to your fine woman. Okay. You know what I mean? But you're at home. And so I just, the reasons are endless. Yeah. I think why.
But this has been has it been a void is what I'm trying to say? Has it been this big hole that people wish was there for a long time?
I don't think so. I think it just evolved into that over time. And I think eventually people realize that when you look back on it, yeah, maybe there was this hole or maybe a reason for some people not being more social. And you can look back in hindsight, I guess you'd say.
Absolutely.
But I don't think that, you know, looking forward, thinking necessarily that, you know, there's a void or, you know, I don't want to go bowling. I wish there was some other way. I wish somebody would invent the internet so I can do it on here instead of,
I'm thinking a lot of people were sitting in front of their TV feeling sorry for themselves, feeling lonely, whatever. You know, I haven't talked to Joe in 20 years or whatever, you know.
Sure.
And here I am.
I think it did fill something, but I don't think that we looked at it that way. Like, I wish there was a different way. You know what I mean?
Right. I honestly think myself, it's awesome that we can all...
No, it's incredible. It's absolutely probably one of the greatest things that ever happened, social networking, for many reasons. And besides that, I think the fact that there are more things to do and more things to join and more information to take advantage of with the internet, I think, than there is actually of a place to go or classes or, you know, if it's a sport or something that you like to do physically, yeah, sure, you're going to go join or whatever, you know. But I think that if you're into something, or especially the little niche things or fetishes even or what have you, but there's going to be a group on the internet, you know, that you can socialize with for anything. It doesn't matter what it is.
For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a social tech place in the city to go hang out with other techies or somebody that just likes, I don't know what, certain birds or, you know, like you can just, anything comes to mind, but you'll find that on the internet and you can converse with all these people, socialize with them, talk till your heart's content about something that you'll never find going somewhere physically.
Right. You'll never find, exactly.
And meeting people. I think the internet's a really cool way to meet people. Even if it's, you know, you're single and you're looking for someone to date. I think it's cool. I don't see anything wrong with it, but except that the precautions that you have to, you know, heed when doing something like that, because you don't always know who's on the other end, you know, and for kids and things like that. But I mean, dating services and things on the internet like that and chat rooms and for those kind of purposes, I think they're really good. And people can meet other people and it's a fairly safe and easy way.
Sure. eHarmony comes to mind. They're a big, huge hookup service.
Lava Life, I think, is really big.
Yeah. Well, Lava Life, that's...
part of MSN too, isn't it? Does that have something to do with them?
I think they're owned by Microsoft.
Yeah. Isn't everything? Aren't we?
No. But I think Lava Life's more...
Who pays our check? It's a Jabbercast here.
I don't know. I haven't got one in a long time. But Lava Life, from what I gather from a couple of guys that I know who use it, it's just... it's a
hardcore meeting place.
A hardcore meeting place, yeah.
Let's hook up, let's find a motel, and let's get down to business.
I don't think they find them. They just go back to each other's houses.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So that's what I think Lava Life's all about. Whereas the eHarmony thing, is that actually the hookup and, you know, maybe
a more legitimate dating type place?
Yeah. It's funny, like we're talking about dating services. It seems like there is room for always more than one of these things, where when we get into the Facebook and MySpace and all that, mm-hmm. we're going to find that they each serve a certain niche. A lot of life's for the people who are more interested in a no strings attached physical relationship, mm-hmm. whereas the eHarmony and some of these other ones out there are more interested in actually finding life partners and
some long term relationship action.
Yeah, it's interesting that there's just every aspect of one need out there can be filled.
Yeah, there's branches. It just branches out, and that's just like I was saying in that one show, that there's just no time to cover everything, and the computers and the internet, there's so many places to go and so much to do and so much to see on there. You can just spend your whole life in front of that and get no place.
And BJD does.
Which you pretty much would get no place. Well, I'm usually busy doing other things on there, and I honestly can't get to all the things that I want to have fun on there doing.
Neither.
It's too much work. I have to do all the work on there. By the time I'm done the work, I have nothing left in me to...
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have to do work on it, and then there's no time left to do the stuff.
All the fun stuff, all the snooping and...
By the way, how's the book going?
The book's going great. Just finished 24th chapter, man. I got six more to go. I could finish it in a week if I could type quick. It's slow and it's frustrating. Sometimes I find I'll do half a chapter and walk away, come back, do the other half.
But there's no problem. You got the end of the story. Like,
Oh, yeah. The story's... I have more than one ending for the story, and I'm trying to figure out which one I should use. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. As you write a book, if it takes you too long to write it...
You can come up with more and more and more stuff all the time. Yeah,
exactly.
And as I did get towards the end of the book, though, which I'm at the point right now where I'm putting together the ending of the story in these final chapters, and that did sort of change. I had my original ending, and then I came up with something new, and then I had to have some type of a segue into it. So I kind of came up with a different take on how to kind of tie everything in at the end and tie it all into an ending, mm-hmm. because there's so many ways to go about it. And you can think of just like a million different ways to actually say it and do it, or, you know, change that, but you got to pick something and, you know, you got to throw that twist in there and,
cool.
So it's going pretty good.
I didn't mean to divert, but I was just interested. I wanted to ask you that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, and that's just one of the things. Like, I spend time on there working and doing that, and then it's like I want to take a break, or I take a break totally from the computer, but then I'm back at it doing that. And by the time I'm done these things and editing shows and all that kind of stuff, then, you know, where's... And then again, I mean, we're married, so we're not on Lava Life looking for chicks. So what are we going to do on the computer? Old farts.
I'm sure Lana doesn't feel that way.
Ow, what do you mean? She's on Lava Life?
Yeah. Saw her there last night.
Wouldn't that be funny if you were actually snooping around in Lava Life looking for chicks and stuff like that, and then you came across somebody, met him, and you said, let's go meet that wherever, and it's actually your wife was the one that... You both ended up at the same place to meet each other.
Not cool.
What would happen in that situation? Would you beat each other's asses, or would you laugh?
I think
that'd be weird.
It would depend. It would depend.
That wouldn't be good.
Nope. Would not be good.
So,
you want to get into some of the bigger social networks? Well, the biggest one is...
I'm going to say MySpace.
Yes,
it's the biggest and longest running so far, I think.
Right. It has the most registered users, but, you know, depending on what circle of friends you talk to, or, you know, what programs you listen to, a lot of people say that they've moved off of MySpace. MySpace, when I think of MySpace...
There's a difference between that and some of these other ones now, so...
Yeah, MySpace, I think, started as a place for bands to... Sure. put their music up and to develop a fan
base. I think
base.
MySpace is more and has seemed to go that way to be more networking as opposed to social networking. You know, networking your band, networking something you have going on. you know, attracting people to something like that, or more so than the social aspect, personal, right? And along came what?
Along came
Facebook.
Well, then came Facebook, but I think there was a couple other ones that were going on at the same time as MySpace. Like, I think that Friendster, which I, now that I think about it, is it's big in Asia.
Okay.
And
that was happening around the around beginnings the same of time, MySpace, yeah. Stuff.
And I think MySpace was more American and UK.
And based. Friendster seems to be more along the lines of Facebook.
Yeah, because it's a Friendster, whereas MySpace was, you know, this is, here's my, like you say, my cause, my business, my band, my whatever, and here's my tools to promote that. Like, the first, on MySpace, the first thing that comes up is music, because it, for the most part...
It's music, and it's basically a web page that you can alter. You can change the background of your page and lay things out in a certain way and add music to, you know, and...
Which is bad, I think, for the most part, because it looks god awful.
Well,
most
sure,
of the time.
But you design web pages, so that's it's different for you than it is for, you know, most people wanting to network or network their music or whatever.
Right,
it's a little bit different. So you know, you and I would too look at it differently. And although I do have a MySpace page, it's to keep in contact with some people that will only contact you on MySpace. Just as some will only contact you through Facebook and won't even answer an email regular, you know what I mean? So right. You have to belong to everywhere.
Which I want to get into that, the whole how these services are taking things away from other parts of your computing life.
And why certain people use certain ones as opposed to others. And like you say about Friendster, I see that, you know, most of the photos and people and new people joining, it's usually Asian. I see a lot of Asian people on it. But it seems a lot... more like the Facebook thing, and now they're promoting their apps, their music, movies, and slideshow music apps that, you know, they have their applications within the actual program like Facebook does, so you can poke people and you can start other little groups with certain friends that are interested in something in particular, you know, things like that. They have all these little applications,
yep.
Things, particular thing, you can send gifts, you can buy and sell people. You know, all kinds of crazy things. And that's to, I guess, keep the social thing going. They come up with all these new ideas. Let's buy and sell people and make phony money. So then they get all these people, especially people that don't know each other now, involved in, you know, some kind of a social group together. And,
yeah,
you know.
Common experience.
Sure. So that's what I see Friendster like. And Twitter was another one. And I don't... It's a service for friends, family, and coworkers to communicate, stay connected through the exchange of quick, frequent answers to one simple question. What are you doing?
Right. Twitter is a subset and usually done through a cell phone for the most part.
Through a cell phone?
Yeah. A lot of people Twitter each other because you're on the go all the time. You know, because it's something that you can just punch in on your... A lot of people have iPhones.
Well, how does that work?
What do you mean, how does it work?
On a cell phone. We're using a cell phone to Twitter. What do you mean?
There's two ways you can do it. You can either use your web browser on your phone and go to Twitter. But then there's also other applications that you can run, like on a BlackBerry or on an iPhone. That would be jailbroken. And there's, what do they call, Twitterific. And there's other little widgets, I guess, you could just put on your phone. And then there's the SMS way of uploading an MSN.
Why wouldn't somebody just simply text somebody else? I mean...
Because you're texting all the people that follow you all at once.
Oh, with Twitter you are.
With Twitter,
oh, yeah. It goes to everybody.
Goes to everybody that's following you. So people like Leo Laporte...
To see what's up.
Is typing, and then 5,000 people know what Leo Laporte's doing. Okay. At least people who are, you know, Twittering. There's people who are just constantly Twittering.
I'm at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Ohio right now, hanging with my kids. And that goes to everybody you know.
Yep.
And everybody knows what you're doing.
Yep.
Hey, that's pretty cool, actually. Kind of neat.
It's
if that's what you want.
If that's what you want. But you can see that it can have a use, like, in business. Like, you know, I want to know what so-and-so's doing. So you...
Your stock thing or something like that, or whatever you got going on. Sure. Everybody knows. And
or if you're just an employee of a company, you just it's part of your responsibility to Twitter what you're doing. So
right.
Your boss or one of your colleagues can look, what's Joe doing right now? Oh, okay. So there's that aspect of it as well. Twitter's getting pretty huge, and a lot of people are having horse races as far as how many people are following them. I have more people following me than following you, kind of thing.
So it becomes a whole new, and then eventually they'll have a little widget on or some kind to track all that stuff, and then it'll be a game between everybody. And
it is. They have that. That's all.
See, there you go.
It's already all done.
Yeah, see? You can't, it's difficult to come up with new ideas. And I'm surprised at all the innovation that comes out of a lot of these, the sites and social networking, because it's everything seems to already be there or be done, you know, and they still continue to come up with new things, and it's pretty incredible, actually.
I think there's going to be a whole nother, like, we just look at social networking and
networking 2.0.
And what wasn't there even 5 years ago? You know, I was on the internet 5 years ago, emailing, surfing web, making web pages, whatever. And social networking wasn't even, you know, on the radar at all.
No, now, chat barely was, text chat.
Yeah, a lot of people were definitely not into that yet, which we can get into the MSN and Yahoo Messenger and all that stuff as far as how that relates to social networking as well. But I'm just thinking, what isn't on our radar now that's going to be down there that we're going to see in 5 years that's going to be just as cool as social networking?
Think hard. I don't know. Is there going to be something just as cool and or better? There's got to be.
There's going to be, of
innovation
course.
Just doesn't stop.
No, there's a need out there we don't know about.
And we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back to maybe a little more about MySpace, but we'll come back to the, we want to talk about the Facebook thing.
Yeah, but we're going to do the tune.
Before that, we're going to, I think we'll do our tune first, so.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host, the shows I host with Lippo, as well as the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And we're awaiting a new show from the Border City Radio Podcast, are we not?
Yeah. Yep.
Which you can also hear on Saturdays, along with all the shows that Lippo and I do. And yep.
That's kind of why I wanted to keep the board up here, because if I have an opportunity, I'm going to record one. Mm-hmm. That's why I got the board up here once. I'd like to keep it up here. That's why we're recording upstairs today.
Yeah.
It may sound a little different. I'm kind of interested to see what it's going to sound like.
Different area of the studio. And I've got the boom today. It's pretty sweet. Let me move it around a little, adjust it perfectly to where I need it without any sound or problems.
You're in my chair is making more noise than that boom stand. That's
Yeah. So the song this week
is from
Lippo's Providing.
The band what's his name?
Eric Burton.
Lee Oscar is what I was thinking of.
Okay.
Lee Oscar along with another guy. They started this band. Eric Burton wasn't in the first iteration of that band, was he?
Oh, no, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Lee Oscar. He was in the band?
Yeah. He, for Positivity, was one of the dudes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Lee Oscar is a big piano player.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Oscar Peterson. Carry on.
Harmonica player.
What? Oh, okay.
He is a harmonica player. I actually saw him a couple years ago, and he has his own line of harmonicas.
Yes, absolutely. It's all coming back to me.
Yeah, and the tune that we're going to hear is Why Can't We Be Friends?
while your money.
Yeah, there you go. That's War.
Yeah, that was a cool tune. With me and Big JD were wondering if Eric Burdon was in this iteration of the band, and he was. This is on the album called Eric Burdon Declares War.
There you go. Eric Burdon not on that album, but Eric Burdon declares war without Eric Burdon.
He was busy fighting somebody.
Yeah, he did some pretty cool tunes. Didn't they do Lowrider?
Lowrider, Spread the Wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool stuff. Good tunes there for sure.
Good. So we're moving on to MySpace and Facebook.
Two of the biggest social networking sites out there. I think for the most part, MySpace was an early adopter. It was like all the early adopter who were into the social networking movement, craze, whatever you want to call it, they hopped on MySpace. Then I think when Facebook came out, and the guy who started that was Mark Zuckerberg. It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, was it? Happy birthday, Mark Zuckerberg.
And I think a lot of people got onto Facebook who are maybe a little bit older than the some of the kids that were on MySpace. Like, I know my wife, she's a Facebook person. Mm-hmm. She hooks up.
Was she a MySpace person?
No.
Do you think people switched over to Facebook from MySpace and didn't bother with MySpace anymore? Or?
Yeah, I think that's all that happened. I had a MySpace.
Especially
account.
The people that were on MySpace that maybe weren't musicians or weren't, you know, just on there for the social aspect of
right.
it. And, you know, Facebook, I think, caters better in that respect.
I think it made it easier for you to set up your profile and see your page of stuff and the little feed of what everybody else is doing.
It's cleaner.
Cleaner, you
know, a little more structured,
yeah,
even.
As far as what you see for sure, but it also incorporated a lot of what your friends are doing and what applications are.
I think it was a little quicker too to get back and forth to each other, and now they've added the chat thing so you can simply
now they have, you know, chat where MySpace always did have chat, but it was always on and off.
Mm-hmm.
It was on, like, you know, you couldn't use it for a while, and so I found that Facebook was probably a little more user friendly. And it seemed to have more immediate gratification added to it. And like you say, a lot of people use it for email.
Yeah.
People contact each other. They don't even give out their real email. They just talk to each other in Facebook.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a, you know.
I've had friends that all email and say, oh, well, I didn't get it. And it was like, well, I emailed you like 3 weeks ago. Well, I'll just send it on Facebook and I'll get it right away, you know. Okay, so you got to belong to Facebook to contact some of these people, and then, you know, I still have MySpace to contact some certain people that are only on MySpace. And I think another thing about Facebook is the fact that they made it fairly easy to find people and find friends for some reason, you know, especially your schoolmates and people you went to school with and friends that from the past, for some reason, everybody turns up on Facebook.
That's right. And it's funny how that people that you know somebody and they know somebody and they let you know about that person that's two people off from you. And you say, oh, really? That's someone's friend?
Yeah, somebody's in your extended network and then yeah. you see who that is and then realize that, hey, so-and-so I went to high school is in with his. And yeah, so you, it's just your network builds.
You call
there.
That extended network, whereas that's a MySpace thing.
Extended network?
That's the words they use. Words they don't use that.
Yes, they do on Facebook. So-and-so is in your extended network? Part of your extended network, I'm sure, yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
All right.
Because I've seen it a lot lately.
All right.
And it wouldn't be on MySpace.
Because you're not on MySpace lately?
No, I actually just went onto my MySpace for the show here, actually, because, you know, so I'd be able to take a look at things and see how things are laid out and, you know, MySpace is not bad, but, if you are in more need of a web page and you want to draw attention to something, a product or a band or what have you, I think, you know, MySpace is a pretty good way to network, especially in the arts. You know?
Oh, right.
Whereas yeah. Facebook is more...
personal.
Personal, yeah. Personal and much more social aspect.
What they call... it's people you may know. It's these people down here that I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. But when you... you'll get a pop-up in Facebook that says so-and-so is in your extended network. When you... something to that effect. When you click on somebody that's, you can't get to their profile because you're not their friend or something. Oh,
yeah.
Or
yep.
You have, maybe I'm thinking of mutual friend or one mutual friend or.
Yeah. One, if your friend does something like Scotty Hughes commented on Stephen Hargrave's photo, I'm not a friend of Stephen Hargrave and I can see his stuff right here.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah.
Is this a page though? Cause now.
But now, do you think all these people, so-and-so has 50 friends, so-and-so has 150 friends, so-and-so has 20 friends, you're in somebody's extended network somehow, or you have a mutual friend somewhere, do some of these people expect that, you know, you're going to join theirs because they, you know, so-and-so? Or do you think people want that?
Yes, I think they want that. I think they want to be as big of a crowd as possible. What I was going to mention is, though, now Facebook has incorporated with their pages... feature. It's more MySpace like. It's so if you're I'm thinking of Kelly Hoppy, Mr. Chill. Mm-hmm. He had a MySpace page and he has a Facebook page as well. But Facebook also allows you to have the functionality, if you're a band or an artist or whatever, to have a page that anybody can go to and right. it has your information on there as far as your
can you do more there as far as the layout's concerned and maybe your colors and your fonts and your backgrounds or anything?
It's still the same thing, but it's just more geared towards general information about yourself and your music or your art or whatever you're doing.
And then if you want to actually see the profile of the person or something, then that's different.
That's different, yeah.
Separate.
Yeah, it's totally separate. You don't even have to have a profile. Well, I guess you would have to have a profile to start a page, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's actually at the very top on left-hand corner where that's page manager. So it's pages now. Which is very confusing if you're an Apple person and you actually own the program pages.
Hmm.
So
pretty cool stuff.
I think that's how Facebook is now encroaching farther onto MySpace's territory. Because this Stephen Hargraves, this is a page, I'm pretty sure. It's not an actual profile. But, and what was the thing I was going to say? Oh, advertising.
We're just about to get into some. Yes, advertising. What about advertising?
That's the whole reason these things are up there, is for advertising purposes. Mm-hmm. Well, when Facebook first started, there was no advertising.
Right.
And now they're starting to slowly.
Somewhat limited still, though.
Very limited. Just that one there on the side. I don't think there's anything at the bottom of this page.
I thought there was used to be was something, a little something at the top, but...
No, okay.
Well, we'll take a little break. We'll come back with some tech talk. And then I want to get into... how people benefit from this, or how maybe families or maybe the older generation can benefit from social networking if they can. There you go. Bye, Cracky.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com. Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's
that's right.
Okay, hurry up. Get into the tech room. Oh, we don't do this in the tech room.
There's no tech room. Buy cracky.
Buy cracky.
When's the last time you bought crack anyway?
Well, on the way here.
Okay, buy crack.
We're going to smoke some when we finish the show.
You can buy your crack at Stephen
Leonard's. You're going to go try and golf.
Hey.
So.
Crack them.
Tech talk.
Yes.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about microphones, headphones, and webcams, because that's quite a large part of some of the social networking. There's text chat, obviously, with a lot of these things. And I don't know if I'm boring you, but no.
I just woke up.
He fell asleep on me.
Oh.
Wake up.
I need some more oxygen in this room. They made me close the door. It's cold.
It's freezing
outside.
Out. It's Canada. What do you want?
I want an igloo.
So,
anyway,
they don't have, I don't believe there's audio chat or anything on these particular networks. Is there?
No.
But some of the other ways to network socially, you have MSN Messenger and iChat and AOL's Instant Messenger and things like that. And those are ways to, you can in a roundabout way, I think, get in on discussion groups and things from through Yahoo and through MSN and all these different places.
Well, that's groups, which is a whole other thing that if we had more time, we could talk
about.
That's
right. That's a whole other show. Groups, the group show.
Yeah.
And
I
then
love groups. Groups
not to be confused with the grope show. And that's a whole...
I'm going
to
write this down.
The grope show?
No.
Oh, okay. Pod. Do you mind being groped at rock concerts? Anyways.
My buddy.
And some of these different ways of connecting with other people will have audio and video chat and things like that, which is so cool. Skype and all this stuff. And obviously important to have a microphone and headphones.
Yep.
And even a web camera. You know, especially you want to contact your family and friends from abroad. You may stay in contact some degree with Facebook, you know, with your relatives and things like that. But, you know, when you really want to get personal, you're going to be in a webcam or you're going to be chatting with them somehow. And to take advantage of this, we're not having to pay for phone bills and things like that. It's fantastic. But a microphone is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Most laptops will have a microphone and many desktops, sometimes a monitor will have a built-in mic, and laptops especially will have a built-in camera. Most do nowadays,
absolutely.
A built-in video camera. But so those are some important things to take advantage of. And also the headphones. That's really important because you get some delay from the speakers, and
the person on the other end can hear your speakers.
Right. Your speakers on your laptop, say, or even your desktop, will get picked up by your microphone.
Right.
So if you have headphones in, you don't have any external audio happening. It's just in your headset. So that sound doesn't get put back into your microphone for that, like a loop, you know,
right.
And a delay. And it can cause a lot of problems.
So the best and most economical thing to do is to go to Future Shop, Best Buy, whatever, and get a simple USB headphone.
That's the best thing, is the USB headphone microphone thing headset. All in one. You get a headset that has a microphone that comes around the front to your mouth, and then you can eliminate all your problems. And plus, it's USB, so you don't have to worry about any amplifying issues. So that's something you'll want to take advantage of.
But if you buy a Mac, you're going to be all set up. You still would want a decent set of...
But especially headphones. As long as you use... You know, I'm sure you have them with your iPod or your Walkman or whatever you have. At least use your headphones.
Walkman or your Zune.
Your cassette Walkman or your Zune. Heaven forbid you own a Zune.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Okay, are these social networks benefiting? Who are they benefiting?
Well, I know my wife benefits.
I think everybody does benefit to some degree from them. In one way or another, or for whatever reason, I think it's a benefit. I think they're great to have, and I think more people could benefit from them. And I think, your grandmother could benefit. Why not? I think it's an excellent way to give older people something to do.
Sure.
And I think they may be intimidated, or, you know, even their children might be intimidated by computers and not know what to do to teach their parents or something, but... You know, I don't think it's really that difficult.
Facebook, no.
A matter of you know, signing into these things and automatically signing in, which makes it even easier. It's just going to be, you're going to be signed in automatically when you open up, the, you know, go to the web page or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of typing. And if you can't type that well, okay, so you just take your time and you hit each key and
Big JD's writing a book button. And he can't even type.
That's right. I'm illiterate and illingual. You like that?
you're just ill, period.
Illingual. Look it up.
Look it up in Big JD's dictionary.
New word for
2009.
2009,
nice.
What old people do you know that, well, maybe not put it that way, but not elderly either, but what would you say in a nice way? Seniors.
Sure.
That might use it.
I know.
Parents and grandparents and things like that.
Craig's parents are on it, and I know they're in their 70s.
See? Yeah.
And they're on iChat, too.
There you go.
They hop on, and because their son's in Cleveland, like he pops on and off all the time. I talk to Craig on iChat at least once a day.
And those are probably people that if you could, if you know, you were any kind of host at all, you'd have had a little interview with them for the show. But I'm sure that they would say it's the coolest thing. And they're probably so glad that it's available to them.
Yes.
They talk to their son so easily.
That's what it is. It brings you closer to people that you probably wouldn't be that close to if that didn't exist. Because I know he lived in Chicago. I'm going to go back to Craig again.
Yeah.
He lived in Chicago for, you know, years, 8 years. And I know there would be probably weeks go by before he would talk.
Where are his parents?
In Windsor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just the coolest thing is that you realize that anybody you want to talk to, anything you want to know, anything you want to find out, your friends, they're all sitting right here in front of you.
Yeah. What about your mom?
They're all there.
What about
we talked about my mom, I think last week. She's, my mother, has a computer. She's not using it right now. I bought her a webcam. She never hooked it up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, so she had AOL at one time.
Oh, right.
And, she would email back and forth and, mm-hmm. and even that was kind of scarce, you know what I mean? But,
so what about Facebook?
She's not taking advantage of, no, she doesn't have the internet right now.
You need the internet for Facebook.
Yeah, well, of course.
And so she just uses the phone. She just calls you.
Just calls me, yeah. So, and plenty too, so. But I mean, she's got a good talk plan, and I guess, you know, that's what works for her, but this would be so much better. And another thing that I think is great about the networking thing and be able to contact people on your own time and at your leisure and answer when you want, I think it's way better than the actual phone. Because sometimes you just don't want to talk on the phone. You don't want to answer somebody right away.
That's right.
You don't want to be on there for 10 minutes when you could just send something in 2 seconds and continue doing whatever other work that you're doing. Or
exactly.
You know, even if you're doing other things around the house, you come back and check, you know, because you're waiting to talk to somebody or hear from somebody and you can, you know, it's kind of at your own, on your own time, at your own pace, at your own leisure. You don't have to answer a phone. You don't have to listen to blah, 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 and all the blah, 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 blah between the one sentence that's useful out of the conversation or, you know, who knows what. But unless it's something that you really got to get a hold of somebody right away or something. But I think it's great for that as well because, and same with email and everything. You know what I mean? I'd usually rather get email that from anybody than
actually talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't mind talking to most people, but a lot of times, you know, you're busy and, or whatever, or you're just not home or not, you know, someplace where you know, might not be the right time to talk on the phone or mm-hmm. whatever. And I just think that, email and things like this, the social networking thing is, it keeps everybody tied together and, you don't have to do anything right away.
Right.
I like that. Not having to do anything right away.
Yeah. It's on your own time that you're,
why do today what you can put off until tomorrow. Is that our jabber quote?
No, but we can get into that.
That's a good ID.
Thank you very much. I wish I could just do that nonstop. Just do IDs. I know I have like 4 or 5 IDs that we should probably make, but I don't do it.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't make more and some for things that we don't have IDs for.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We have a need for IDs.
Lipo.ca, check out his hotel range in Japan, and...
That's Lipo.com.
Oh, okay.
And that is not me. But I was just, finally, I got into GarageBand and started using it again. I got the, you know, his guitar cable, I started jamming out.
And even, you know what else would be cool is the King Friday Rocks ID, man. Why wouldn't you have that?
King Friday Rocks ID?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Where would I use that?
I don't know. Anywhere. Why wouldn't you?
At the beginning of one of
our
shows.
Go to KingFridayRocks.com. Why not?
Oh, I see.
It's a commercial.
A commercial. Okay. Not an ID. I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily an ID, but I mean
an introduction of some kind.
Yeah. Why not?
Sure.
Traffic. Drive some social networking to the website.
Drive traffic. I'd like to drive traffic when I'm on the road. How come I can only drive traffic when I'm on the internet? It'd be great.
Come on, let's go! That's what the social network's all about. What have you got for us this week for as far as a jabber quote brought to us by?
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of social networks. You can find Steve and Larry in the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
That's right. You can just buy a social network if you'd like.
Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace.
There you go.
And
Microsoft will buy it from him.
Yeah. You know, Rupert. What I want to talk about is...
I want to talk about the name Rupert.
Anyway, let's get this... I got a couple here. One's kind of funny and one is somewhat serious. Jane Howard says, call it a clan, call it a network, call it a tribe, which is another social network, tribe something. Call it a family. Whatever you call it, whoever you are, you need one.
Okay.
Everybody needs a clan, network, tribe, family, whatever.
Everyone needs to join the clan.
Right. And I think that goes back to what the statement that I said earlier, that as humans, we're social beings and we need to belong to some group of people.
Yeah. Generally, if you're not, there's tends to be a little something wrong with you.
Antisocial behavior.
There you go.
You know.
Antisocial.
Yeah. We all need to be part of something. And I read a funny one. Oh, Robin Williams says, if it's the psychic network, why do they need a phone number? JD. I had to think about it while he's drinking his tea.
That's the thing. I had a mouthful of tea when you... That's pretty good. Leave it to Robbie.
Yes.
Or Bob, as I like to call him.
Okay. So...
So there you have a couple of quotes.
Sure.
From Steve and Larry.
What I want to get back into as far as social networking goes, there's other aspects on the internet of social networking that aren't necessarily geared towards social networking per se, but they are a gathering of people, such as Yahoo groups, or what I'm thinking about is Flickr. So Flickr is a site where you can upload all your pictures and little videos too if you make them on your camera. And it's interesting there. They have groups. They have...
The problem is, why do you have to go all the different places? Obviously, Flickr's more geared towards the picture thing and getting your pictures up. He said, well, why don't they incorporate that with and be able to do it all in one place? If they incorporated everything from MySpace into Facebook and Flickr and be able to get your pictures up there like you can in Flickr and incorporate everything into one spot, that would be the God spot. But now you have to belong to Flickr, you have to belong to Facebook, and in a lot of cases you have to belong to MySpace, and you want to tweet everybody, and then you want to belong to somewhere that, you know, maybe put your movies up or something, I don't know.
Right. It'd be great if it was all in one.
That gets complicating, I think, for a lot of, you know, sure. Especially older
you
people.
Because I was putting a lot of pictures up on my Facebook account.
Yeah.
I was taking pictures, and I hated my .Mac. Way it was going to go, so I was.
But why did you switch to Flickr? Because it was probably a lot easier and more better laid out for pictures. And what was the reason for
the reason to go into Flickr? Was I just had made the decision I'm going to move every single picture that I have digitized over to Flickr, and to do that you have to have a pro account. It's $25 a year, and it's unlimited. You can put as many pictures up there as you want.
So you can't put as many as you want on Facebook. Is it limited to some degree?
I don't know. I never went to the limit.
It's obviously not laid out right for photos.
Yeah, exactly. So whenever I take pictures, I just tell people go to Flickr. And Flickr is really geared towards photos as far as tagging.
Why when someone is affluent in website design, wouldn't you just do it on your own site?
Because it, more people are going to see my pictures on Flickr. And why do we take pictures? So okay. people can look at them.
Okay, yeah, that's public sharing then.
Yeah, you're sharing okay. them with public. And the best, and that's the thing with Flickr, you tag your pictures.
So if somebody's looking for some certain thing, they're going to come up with...
Yeah, exactly. Maybe so a lot of I try to tag my pictures, and you can do it right when you go to upload them. There's a Flickr uploader that I have on my computer, and you can also get them... They're built right into Aperture and iPhoto, too, if you want to download a plugin. But I use a separate uploader. And before you upload them, you tag them, and boom, they're up there and all tagged and ready to go.
And that's,
and it's fun when you go to Flickr. You want to look for a picture of something, you type it in, and all those pictures that are tagged with blue sky or bird or whatever right, okay, you're looking yeah. for... Boom, they're right there.
It's all royalty free.
No, they have...
to use for whatever you want.
No, they're not. No? Some are. You can... They have very laid out how do you want your pictures to be used when right. you upload them. Do you want everyone to see them or are you going to copyright these or what's...
And do they put watermark in pictures too?
No, if you want to watermark them, it's entirely up to you. But
what's neat is that they put up the full size picture as well. So you can look at them all different sizes and...
If you, the best way to look at other people's pictures is in the slideshow view. It'll right. cover as much of your monitor as it possibly can, but you can also click on a link. It says, view all sizes.
Right, right. That's what
and
I mean.
Yeah. So you can get, you know, depending on how, what size.
So if it is something from your, from family or something and you want, you know, the good quality pictures, then they're there.
Right. I have a, what is it? An 8-megapixel camera. I upload full blown 3000 by 2000 yeah. pictures.
And, I also want to say that, something like having a Flickr account is another great way, you know, to network to some degree, or especially for family and friends, because now we take digital pictures and digital video and things like that, and you can put clips up on the internet, and these kind of sites make it pretty easy to do that.
Yeah.
So you put up a photo album of the latest pictures of little Johnny for his grandparents that live in another, you know, province or state or something, and that's really cool to be able to do that.
I know, you know, people put up the pictures, like family pictures, and like my buddy Craig, he put up pictures like from the 70s. He's scanning old pictures and digitizing them and then uploading them to Facebook. And the nice thing is you put the picture up and then someone comments on it, especially an old picture. Someone's going to comment about an older picture. And then you can make a comment on that. So there's that whole aspect, you know. So all his family chimes in on, oh, look at Uncle Joe's shorts or whatever, yeah. you know, and then someone yeah. else. And it's just like a big conversation or having just underneath this one picture, they're having a conversation, not necessarily talking to anybody in specific, but they're just making comments on this picture. And that, so it kind of brings you together that way too. So when you actually go see somebody, you know, hey, that was cool, that picture there, you know, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas you would never have that. You have to show them the picture right there, you know, it doesn't have that same kind of interaction.
Or somebody having the Flickr account, at least, you know, maybe somebody in your family doesn't have the internet or can't, you know, doesn't have the smarts maybe to put them up, and they send you some pictures that you can put up for the rest of the family and that kind of thing. So it helps socially.
Sure does.
Great. Before we get into next week's show and what we have going on, I just want to mention again, Saturdays on WKBR, WKBR.ca. You can go to the programming guide there. You can click on with the link there for whatever player that you use, and you can listen to all our shows on Saturdays at 9 a.m. is the Jeff and Lana show, 9:30 is You Talking to Me. The Jabbercast is rebroadcast on Saturdays after You Talking to Me, Easy Mac Computer Show, Border City Radio Show, Big JD's Re-Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and The Philosopher's Corner with Harry LaPlante. So you want to check out Saturdays for all these shows streamed most of the day on Saturdays. And of course, The Jabbercast always live Sundays, and you can visit us on the web at www.thejabbercast.com, and you can go to the contact page and...
Click on the My Chingo widget. Click the record your message here, and it'll show up right in front of Big JD's face when he opens up his computer, and your message Sweet. Will be played on the show.
As well, you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, and you can pick us up live usually on Sundays mornings. Of course, the show's pre-taped.
But Big JD will be in front of his computer when he does.
I may be, yeah. Yahoo.
So Yahoo Messenger.
And username. Sorry.
We both want to say the same
no,
thing.
No, go ahead. No, you go. That's a...
The Jabbercast. That's our username, The Jabbercast.
That's right. And next week, what do we have coming up for the fine folks on, I guess that would be May 25th, Fame and Fortune. Some folks spend their whole lives trying to get get even one of these. Others have them and watch them slip away faster than they came. And how about the get rich quick scams? And what if you won the lottery and is being rich all it's cracked up to be? Probably not for everyone. It would be for us. Send us $1.
Speak for yourself. Keep your dollar.
PayPal. We're going to set up an account. Canned goods, money, old jewelry.
He's out of control.
No panties. So that's what we have coming up next week. So we'll catch you all here Sunday morning, 11 a.m., WKBR.ca. And don't forget, there's if you come to check out the show and we're a couple minutes late, or you try to check out the station when there's no programming at that particular time, you're not going to be able to get on. So just keep in mind that we are always here. So just check in a minute later if we happen to not have started yet. So anyway, that's this week's show.
Thanks for listening.
jabbercast.com or lippo@thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006 by JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback.